1651551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Great idea to bring back Blackboard Jungle. Get Microsoft Copilot ChatGPT to arrange the questions, save on the costs. And you must host it. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks very much. I once saw Neil Delamere, the comedian, doing a skit on Blackboard Jungle because he was in it as a teenager. Sarah, if memory serves me correctly, he went to St. Mary's Secondary School in Edenderry and they were the first winners of the Blackboard Jungle minibus. There you go. Still on television, it's hard to believe that almost a decade ago now, the hit TV show First Dates Ireland started. When you watch an episode, it's hard not to get invested in a couple story, but we rarely get to see what happens next, you know, after the second date or the third date, after the cameras stop rolling. Well, that's not the case for First Daters Janine Power and Andrew Martin, who after meeting on the programme 4 years ago this month, recently got engaged, and they join me now in studio to tell us the full story. Good afternoon, Andrew. Good afternoon, Janine. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Minnie Ray. Thanks for having us here.
When did you get engaged?
2 weeks ago. Actually, seventh. Probably at this time, exactly, nearly 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
And was that the anniversary when they recorded the First Dates episode?
That's right, yeah. We kind of thought, well, I thought, I should say, that it would be kind of fitting to pop the big question on a special day. So.
Right. We'll get to the proposal and all of that, and it's a wonderful story. But let's bring you back, right back, to that first meeting. And I watched it again. I felt a little bit when you met, a little bit embarrassed for you. It was sort of stop-starty, wasn't it? It was sort of awkward enough. Here we go.
Hi there, how are you getting on?
Grant, how are you?
Good now, good.
What's
take
your
this
name?
Off. Andrew.
Andrew, Janine.
Janine, nice to meet you, Janine. How are you getting on?
Grant.
Looked lovely, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Very well yourself.
Thank you.
I was just glad I remembered to ask you your name. I was scared we'd be halfway through the date and I wouldn't have asked your name yet.
But in fairness to both of you, you remembered each other's names because there's a lot of nerves. And what often happens is that although they exchange names, within a few minutes they're going, sorry, what's your name? And it looks really bad on telly.
Yeah.
How successful were both of you with the door, the famous First Dates door?
I feel bad about that because I had a friend actually call me just before I went into the show telling me exactly how to open the door and I forgot to instantly. So I got the name but I screwed up the
does
door.
Does it go in or pull out?
I think it's pull out.
Pull out.
I think, yeah.
Did you get it right, Janine?
I got it right.
Hey!
I did my studying.
Yeah. Gold star. Why did you apply to go on First Dates, Andrew?
To be fair, it was COVID was still kind of on the go at the time and I kind of thought it would be a great experience to get out and up to Dublin and maybe have a night out. Another friend of mine was actually applying for First Dates at the time and she was having a bit of nerves with it all, kind of getting to the idea. So, I don't know, somewhere along the line it came up, it might be a good idea if another friend applies and we'll go through it again. She dropped out, but she was fully supportive of me, keep going, so... Again, it was just a lot of little factors and just kind of led all to a good result.
A good result.
<That's it. laughs>
Are you a farmer?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good result. Went up there to Dublin to farm that First Dates. Good result now, we're all told. Good result. Why did you go into First Dates?
Similar thing, yeah. Me and my housemates, during COVID, we used to have like our Friday night takeaway and watch our TV shows. We'd save them all up for Friday night and watch them. And we were watching First Dates and I'd already applied twice before and not got anywhere. And I was like, I'll go again. Third time lucky. And wow, third time really lucky.
You got on so well. Right from after the initial stop-starty, pregnant pauses, you get on well. What was it about Janine, Andrew?
To be honest, it was just chatting to her. Like, do you know, I actually instantly, once we kind of got sat down and started talking a bit, nearly forgot I was on the show altogether. Like, and it just felt very comfortable. And it's been like that ever since. Like,
isn't that the key?
Yeah. I've since realised that the fact that me and Andrew were getting on so well and he was so easy to talk to is just who Andrew is. And it was no indication that the date was going well or that he fancied me. That's just who he is as a person. He can chat to anybody. But thankfully...
And the fact that it was COVID, because you were what? You had to be 6 feet, was it 2 meters apart?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked ridiculous.
The longest table I've ever sat at. Yeah. Felt like a banquet.
I think that's kind of why we're nearly shouting at each other like most of the time. But Yeah, like it's hard to think now. Like COVID kind of feels like such a distant kind of memory as well. Mm. But like whenever you watch the show, you're brought kind of straight back to it. Like even at the end where we're having our interview side by side, there's a big sheet of glass
between us,
like,
and
you're just kind of like, yeah, that's
what it was like. Yeah.
And then of course you couldn't go out for a drink. Was any place open?
No. Like we were kind of late finishing up recording that evening, and like everywhere was closed then at that point, so that was kind of it for the night then.
Yeah. But I think we were waiting for a taxi for a long while, so we got a proper chat in then.
Yeah. So we did kind of get to meet up.
Right. When you say a proper chat.
Well, without cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Go on.
Yeah, we just had a nice little chat and, you know, I can't remember what we talked about, to be honest.
Right. To be honest, it could have been probably anything.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you were an aerialist.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
I do aerial silks. Yeah.
Okay. How did you get into that?
A friend of mine got into it and asked me to come along, and that was 9 years ago now, I think.
So this is like, it's pieces of material suspended out of the ceiling.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
And you roll yourself up in them.
Roll yourself up and dance and do all this.
But all stuff. At a distance from the floor.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Competing with gravity.
Exactly. Yeah.
Flying
high.
Yeah.
So I was teaching in Dublin at the time, and now I'm living in Sligo teaching out there in a studio out there.
Right. And when you, Andrew, heard that Janine was an aerialist, did you know what an aerialist was? No.
No. I was trying to figure out in my head, are you into planes? trying my best. I was like, all right.
And of course, being on a first date, you didn't want to show ignorance.
No, exactly. I was like trying to be like, oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
But luckily enough, it did finally click. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, I have seen that.
Yeah.
But like, to be fair now, it is, I've seen Janine perform like a few times doing that, like, and it takes a lot to make it look so elegant as she does, like, but.
Yeah.
And you've done it yourself.
I did do it myself.
He came out and had a go.
Top of the class.
It was our second date.
I saw the photographs.
Yeah. Decided to retire at that point, though.
Well, you're up for it, you know. That's And as a second date, I don't know if I would recommend air.
I think I was more nervous at that than the actual date itself.
Any injuries?
No injuries. No injuries. But probably a few close calls.
No, you were very good.
I've asked Janine what was it about you. So what was it about Janine?
Oh, where to start really?
I think it's my turn. I think I need to say what it was about you.
Did you not say that? No,
I think it was Andrew answered the question before.
Right,
yeah. So I guess I kind of did answer it as well by saying that, like, you know, I thought the fact we were getting along so well.
That's, yes.
Yeah. Sorry, I actually probably did answer. Now.
No, so it's your.
Well, like, to be honest, like, with Janine, like, as I said, kind of in the earlier episode, I was looking for as well, like, just someone who kind of marches by their own, like, beat of their own drum. And like, Janine is Janine to me, like, you know, like, and that's such a unique characteristic. Like, she's just very kind as well all the time, and like, it just comes through every time I'm talking to her, like, you know. And it's something that you can't fake or put on or anything like that. She literally is kind of an open book.
And was there pressure involved in going on first dates and everybody knowing, all your friends and family knowing, you know, that
all
you were
inviting? All my friends and family knew.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I think I told like 5 people who had to know, and like, basically everyone was just like, oh my God, I know that person. Like, and like, my phone was blowing up with text messages, and even at work, like, no one had a clue that I was going on it until I showed up.
And your work is,
yeah.
No, I can tell them because it was on, it's public knowledge, you're a guard.
Yeah, that's right.
So you didn't have to seek permission?
No.
Probably but didn't.
No one ever came to me anyways. Hopefully they're not forgetting about that.
No, the reason I asked that question was I was talking to a guy a few weeks ago, and he's from a small place, I won't say exactly where, and a person in the locality was on first dates, you know, 6 or 7 years ago. But still, when he comes into the pub, that's how he's known, you know. Yeah. Oh, there's Jimmy from first dates, you know.
It
stays with you.
It does, like, and do you know, even when people were meeting Janine first, they were like, oh, I seen you. I know you. You're the girl from first days.
Yeah.
And I was lucky though, because one of my cousins, now he's going to kill me for this, like, but when the show actually aired first, he got all, everyone thought it was him.
Oh, right.
So, like, while I was up in Donegal, he was getting phone calls and, like, people stopping him on the street going, oh, you know, great job on first day. But are you not still seeing your one?
And you say something when you're doing that wrap up at the end where they ask, will you go for the second date? So we'll play a bit of that in and then we'll talk about it. So here it is. You know, at the end, I'm just telling our listeners here, when the two side by side, they were separated by a screen because of COVID, and they were asked, will they go on a second date?
So, do you want to see each other again?
Do you want to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'd like to see her again.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Me too.
And then you went on to say that whoever put you together did a good job.
Yeah.
The only little fly in the ointment was the geographical challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you were where?
I was in Donegal.
And you were?
I was in Dublin.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a long distance. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, when we were saying goodbye that first time, I said to him, oh, well, if you're ever in Dublin again, sure, give me a shout. And he said, can I give you a shout before that?
Good line. Yeah. Good
line. Well, I thought she was only being nice to me for the show. That was it.
But so I've since moved to Sligo.
Right.
So I'm a bit closer.
Yeah.
But Sligo just suited me better because, as I mentioned, there's an aerial studio in Sligo. So I've started teaching there. I've built a little community there for myself. And like Andrew goes back and forth between Mayo and Donegal all the time. So I'm just kind of in the middle now. I'm a pit stop on
halfway
the way.
Halfway point, yeah.
Yeah.
But how did you manage the long distance relationship? A lot of long phone calls?
A lot of long phone calls, yeah. We found out that if you stay on the phone for 2 hours, they will cut you off.
Yeah. Even for free calls.
Yeah. You have to ring back. Yeah.
You just have to ring them back.
Yeah, just ring back again. Yeah.
I think it's just in case they think you're taking...
You've left your phone in your pocket or something. Yeah.
So you would regularly talk for more than two
hours, yeah. Yeah, very regularly, yeah.
Like, I always felt sorry for Janine in those situations because I was usually maybe driving or something like that. She might have been just probably trying to do some work or something like that at the time. Like, but it was challenging at the time. Like, you know,
no, but what a lovely way to get to know each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because... You know, there are no distractions.
No, exactly. Like,
you're talking to each other, completely focused.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how you wooed each other.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And when did you realize that this was something?
I think it was one of the times I was visiting you in Donegal, and I couldn't say what time exactly, but I was just so sad leaving you, and I was like, oh, this is real. Like, you know, this is special. Yeah.
For me, like, it's going to be the kind of the lad's answer. It was kind of, you know, not really thinking of what was going on at the time. But then when I kind of asked myself the question, I was like, Jesus, what if I couldn't see her one day or something like that? And then it's kind of like, oh.
Yes.
That's where I'd be like really sad. And I was just like, yeah, no, like this has gone to some next level. And it just organically happened. It crept up on you. Like, and... Yeah,
that's wonderfully.
Yeah,
wonderfully. Yeah. So then, as far back as January, you were plotting for the proposal.
Yeah, I'd kind of had it in my mind that was going to be the case, and just trying to figure out what was the best way to kind of have it for, like, to be honest, I say to her soon after the engagement, I was like, oh God. After she said yes, sorry, just like, now I can fill you in on everything. Like, it was always in the back of my mind. I wish I could tell someone this, and then the first person I wanted to tell was Janine. And sure, I couldn't. Like, yeah, so
surprise.
Exactly.
So you like to hike?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both of you, right? So it was built around that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. So we went up to Knocknarie, like, because that's the mountain that we'd be overlooking. Mm-hmm. We'd see it every day as we come into Sligo, or as I'd be going to Sligo, and just thought it'd be a nice spot, like, that, you know, we could always look on it and be like, that's where we decided to take the next step.
I don't know if I said this to you or if I asked you about this, but I remember one day being on the train and saying to you, like, everyone always talks about Ben Bulbin, but actually Knocknarie is my favourite mountain in Sligo. Did you already have it planned at that point, or?
Well, like Ben Baldwin would have been another choice, but yeah. I was thinking of the poor drone operator to climb up and hike there just to be there. And I was like, oh, what if the weather's really bad?
So it's location of Queen Maeve's cairn. So you're just in front of that. Talk to us about the drone man.
Yeah. So like he's LRP Media. And his name's Owen. He's only starting off like in drone. He's done a few other projects beforehand. And I have to say, like, he was one of the few people that I was talking to about knowing.
But were you not suspicious when there was a buzzing drone going around?
A drone at the top of a mountain is not suspicious to
anymore,
me.
Anymore, no.
I remember there was a few people, like, climbing the mountain that day. And there was actually a woman, you can see her a bit in the video. I thought it was hers. Uh-huh. So, and because it was over us while she was walking past us, I thought she was filming herself.
So you had no suspicions whatsoever?
No, not at all.
Like, Owen asked me the question straight away. He was like, oh, will she not be worried about the drone? I was like, no, I'll just point out that there's a drone there.
Oh, yes.
And
you didn't even have to. I pointed it out. I was like, oh, look, a drone.
hiding in plain sight.
Exactly. Actually, to be honest, all the plans I had, she just did it herself naturally. Like,
Owen had set up an X or a cross as well as to where, so Andrew would know. But again, because of the cairn, like someone setting up a cross on the cairn, and he'd made a St. Bridget's cross as well. So I just again went, oh look, someone's made a cross. Went straight for it.
It kind of went very smoothly, but no, fair play to him. And like even afterwards when he was taking a few other shots, he'd got few things that lads wouldn't think of. An old bottle of No Secco.
Waiting for us,
like, Just that extra little bit of a touch light. And I was like, oh, wait.
There's lovely shots of the Chewy. And then you sit on the bench and arm around each other, kiss, all that sort of thing. They're great to have, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, so wonderful, yeah.
I knew Janine would want something like that, and I knew a photographer would be a little bit too, you'd be suspicious of a photographer.
Yeah, well, if I saw a photographer, I might be a bit suspicious, yeah.
You know, if you saw a telescopic lens to the forest, you'd go, no.
But even down to, he was like, what's that over there? And it's not unusual for Andrew to point out something to me that I can't see. So I was like, what is it? And that's in the video, it takes me so long to look around because I'm still trying to find whatever it is he's trying to show me.
Meanwhile, you were getting down on one knee.
I left him there for so long.
I was down there for a while. I was like, what do I do? I was thinking, I was like, Janine?
Yeah. And then when he said Janine, I was like, his voice sounds lower to the ground than it did.
What a lovely story. And it's up there on your Instagram, is it, Janine?
Yes, my Instagram,
And all the drone footage. And you've edited together bits of the original First Dates, which is 4 or 5 years ago?
Four years ago.
So no regrets then that you applied for?
Zero regrets. I'm delighted with how it all worked out.
Yes, good result, as you said.
Exactly,
you owe it to your friend then, who was...
100% I do. And she was one of the first to be messaging me, congratulating me. So big shout out to you, Claire, if you're listening.
And what about plans for the...
Well, we're hoping to get something sorted this weekend, but we've nothing planned as of yet. But
And will there be an aerialist display at the wedding?
Oh, maybe.
That's a very good idea. Actually.
Maybe I'll do it.
Well, that's going to blow every other first dance out of the water.
Oh God,
you're involved.
Yeah, I know.
You're
involved.
Get you back up on the silks to do it.
I think I'll have time to train.
Yeah, we've had a bit of time. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, have a brilliant life together.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story with
us. Thanks
again for having us.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Janine. Thank you.
Thank you. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.